Kim Beecham from Personnel Office, if you guys want to come on down. We're going to go over our flexible benefits plan. We are asking to amend our plan today. You should have received this packet.
Yep.
In your packet, looks like this, describes the flexible benefit plan. The county already has an existing flexible benefits plan, and we adopted this plan on July 1st, 95. At this time, the plan was just to allow employees to take advantage of the IRS Section 125 so that employees may elect to have the portion of their health insurance excludable from income, known as pre-tax benefit. And that was the extent of the plan at that time. In this year's budget, 2009, we introduced a new program which expands our existing health benefit plan to include the health flexible spending accounts and dependent care flexible spending account. There are two totally separate but additions to our plan. And I just wanted to cover some of the things to request your approval to amend our 1995 plan to broaden it to include these two new optional choices for our employees. The health savings account is basically where we withhold money from the employee and put it into their individual account, and these funds are pre-tax dollars. That's where the savings are. And they draw on the savings account during the year to pay for eligible items, IRS eligible items. These rules are already set because it's pre-tax situation. And in your packet, there's a three-page list. I couldn't nearly cover them, but it's basically pharmaceutical, drugstore type items, co-pays, items that they would normally get covered under our insurance, cold medicine, flu medicine. It's just three pages of a list of things. On the dependent care coverage, it's the same principle, but it's used for daycare costs. And it can be a babysitter in-house or a legitimate business daycare center. Anything that allows you to be able to go to work is covered. And then, of course, we already have the health insurance benefit premium that's over that what the employees contribute to. That's already what the plan was set up to do. So there are basically the three options in the plan. Integra is our third-party administrator, and they will administrate this plan, meaning they'll keep the individual accounts, the levels that they're participating in. We plan on using the debit cards, and all that will be run through our third-party administrator, just like our health insurance.
I'm excited.
So it's a lot of detail to the plan, as you can see. Very easy for us to set up another pre-tax option for our employees. We do it with the health insurance, and we also do it with the IRS Section 457 Deferred Comp Plan, which is our supplemental pension plan. It's just another little way we can give employees options to save a little bit of pre-tax dollars.
We already have Section 125, don't we?
We do have that. That's the existing plan. This is just an amendment because it's the same type of idea as far as the IRS is concerned, to include the two extra benefits, health savings and dependent care coverage.
But this is pre-tax. When it comes out, do you ever pay taxes on it?
No.
No?
It's pre-tax, meaning you're saving it, and the IRS is allowing you to use those funds for medical-type items.
And it's not taxed when you take it out?
No.
Or when you spend it? They don't
no.
come back on you?
No. What happens is when they get their W-2, it's less tax, less withholding on their W-2 because they pay less tax. So they have their own personal situation they need to keep in mind on this, you know, that I don't know how it would hurt them personally because they would have less federal tax on their W-2 to say they paid. So
they could pick you up when you filed your taxes if you hadn't paid enough federal based on your income?
Basically, yes. I mean, but that would we won't even pretend to get in that situation with an employee. There's worksheets in here for them to fill out, but it's their own responsibility to have that covered on their end. And a lot of the IRS, where they give you pre-tax things, mimics their tax return. For instance, you get deduction for dependent care coverage and you get medical deduction. So that's the things that they're trying to alleviate for the employee.
The county would save on the Social Security tax, on the FICA tax. The employee would save on the Social Security tax and the income tax.
Correct.
Yeah, every, state, FICA, and federal, that's all pre-tax.
And I guess we are going to sit down with all the employees and certainly brief them all.
Yes, there's an informational meeting, I believe, is that they're at an open enrollment period, and the employees become more familiar with it, and we're going to have a night meeting so that the spouses can come in, because sometimes it's the spouse. Did you ladies want to add anything else as far as
Sure.
what we're doing?
Oh, come on up.
I know there's an open enrollment, right, Bonnie?
Yeah, October 15th through December 15th.
With the IRS, you can't jump in and out of stuff when it's pre-tax unless it's
So the downside from not doing this is what? Or you have to?
It's completely voluntary. It's just an option for an employee to, especially the dependent care, daycare coverage.
Right.
If you have two or three children, you sort of know your fixed expense for the year, and you can take advantage of it.
Employees, go ahead.
We have some night meetings set up, October 13th and 14th are daytime meetings, and then the evening meetings with the spouses is going to be the 12th.
Right.
October?
I mean, I'm sorry, November.
I started to say, I missed that one.
I'm sorry, November.
November, all right.
Right. Yeah, because you want to certainly have the woman there, because the man won't make a decision. Most likely. That's cool.
Employees have to be careful. One thing, maybe Sue mentioned it, but the employees have to be careful on the amount that they withhold, because say they make a decision that I'm going to withhold $50 of pay or whatever. If they don't spend that amount, then they don't get to keep
forfeited
it.
To
they
the
lose
account.
It. That's federal tax law.
Right.
So
it's not a savings account.
Right. It's not. So if they don't spend it during that time period, that year, it's gone.
It would be better to do it a little shortfall the first year and see how the dust settles and all that kind of stuff. And that's certainly some of the things you're going to explain to them when we have the meeting with me. Absolutely.
The minimum is $240 a year, and the maximum is $5,000.
Okay.
So that's the window they have.
Excellent. And we still got the health week going on, right?
Yes.
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 Everybody go out and see it. We got the walk Friday at 7:30.
Yep. Come join us.
Expect all the council to be there. 7:30, is that correct?
Definitely.
Yep. Okay. That's cool. Yep. Anything else?
I have a motion.
Please. Thank you very much.
Any other questions?
I appreciate it.
No? Okay.
Go ahead, Susan.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council amend the flexible benefit plan effective January 1st, 2009, to include the health savings account and the dependent care flexible spending account.
So moved. Second.
We move to second that we approve the motion as stated by Susan. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Thank you, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, Hal.
Mr. President, members of council, I want to discuss with you this morning a memo that I sent you on Friday that discusses or begins a discussion about the Sussex Economic Development Action Committee that's been working for the last year. Before I go into that, I want to just give you a quick history. I think this is important as we look forward to next Wednesday with the 2008 Sussex County Today and Tomorrow conference approaching. I'd like to report some positive things that came out of the last, which was the 2007 Sussex County Today and Tomorrow conference. You know, when you go to these conferences, at least I think this sometimes as I leave, what did I get from this? Do I feel inspired to do anything? And I'd like to brag a little bit that at least two people last year were inspired to take some action. And these two people, one is with us today, Patty Grimes, who I'm going to ask to come up in a couple minutes to help me with this. Patty Grimes and her friend Karen McGrath, both very aware of the economies and how they're declining in our area, called Dave and I and asked, this was back last November, right after the 2007 conference, called and said, "Fellas, can we talk with you about Sussex County's economic health and what roles we might be able to play to help you as you try to improve things?" So we said, sure. Sure, we'd love to do that. Dave and I met with them December 14th of 2007, and at that day we began allowing, and we really didn't do it, we allowed it to happen. We allowed this committee to form because its own energy, really, I believe, has propelled its work all through the past 10 months of its life. What I'd like to say about that is that I'm very impressed by the people who have come forward to work on this committee. And I quickly want to give you a rundown of who's been working with us over the last 10 months. By the way, this committee is called CEDAC, is the acronym for Sussex Economic Development Action Committee. That committee named itself. This is not a Sussex County committee. This is not part of our government. This committee was born out of energies in the private sector. But it has attracted nearly 30 people from the community. We have contacted the towns and invited all the towns to come. And the regular participants, I'll tell you, are Gene Dvornik, town manager of Georgetown, Tricia Newcomer from Seaford, Faye Lingo from Millsboro, Noble Prettyman and Joni Martin Brown from Milton, Del Tush from Dewey, and of course, Joe Conway from Bridgeville. Those members of the town's leaderships have been in a regular attendance at our meetings. We've also enjoyed the company of a number of Chambers of Commerce activists around the county, Randall Cash from Georgetown, Carol Everhart from Rehoboth Dewey, Betsy Reamer from Lewis, Joe Schmischer from Milford, and Patty Grimes, who is with us today, also is from the Bethany Fenwick Chamber of Commerce, and she also is involved with the Carl Freeman Foundation. We have Walt Leidick and Randy Nelson are in the banking industry. Chris Weeks, Rehoboth Beach Chamber of Commerce, also Becker Morgan. Scott Thomas from the Southern Delaware Tourism Organization. And straight out of the private sector is Nancy Carrig from Blue Water Wind and Mark Reeve, who is the publisher of the Desk magazine that I introduced you to a few months ago. University of Delaware is participating with Bill McGowan, Troy Mix, and Bill Poff, who is right down the street here at the Small Business Development Center. Dell Tech has offered Dr. Ileana Smith and Judy Sippel. Delaware Development Office, of course, we're seeing the attendance regularly from Heather Keegan and Jeff Stone, and they've been a tremendous help, I might add, in giving us information and some guidance that we've needed. From Sussex County, Dave Baker, Rick Kautz, Julie Wheatley, and myself. Totals 29 people that we can depend on to see at most of these meetings. We don't make every meeting, but they're in attendance at most of them, and they're all making a major contribution. The work started last winter. We had our first meeting in February. This was at a SCAT meeting where we brought this news to the town's governments to see if they wanted to participate. And as I illustrated, the towns have participated with a lot of energy, and they have helped us by bringing in studies and analysis that these towns have all done on their own. Many towns have tried to improve their own economic health, and they've done sort of a microcosm of a study about their town. They brought all that information together, and we analyzed that with an outside consultant from over in Virginia, a friend of mine who I know does economic consulting for municipalities, Doyle Hyatt. Doyle looked at all the information that we could find that was relatively current as far as economic demographics for anything in this county. We got a lot from Delaware Development Office, a lot from the towns. We had some of our own. We digested, over several meetings, we digested all this information, and from that, we also then, after we reviewed all that demographic data, which we learned a lot about this county by doing that, we also then took the next step and we updated the SWOT report, which is the report that the Delaware Development Office has, which lifts out the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to the economy in our county. After doing all this analysis, what we have done, and I wanted to bring Patty up because I want her to kind of explain to you where we think we're going with this and what we'd like your endorsement on. Patty, I want to introduce to you Patty Grimes, who is the Vice President of Outreach and Programming for the Carl Freeman Foundation. Patty? We've developed a course of action.
Thanks, Hal.
Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. And thanks for listening to us today. We're very excited about what we've been able to cause in the county. And, you know, this is a bigger conversation than just the public sector or the private sector. It's about breaking down the barriers and getting a group of diverse folks together for a common cause. And thus far, you know, we've been successful in achieving that with the CEDAC committee. So our guiding principles, which Hal alluded to, was this cohesive action to push initiation forward with the diversity. And our committee meetings get pretty heated at some times where people think we're not pushing together fast enough. And then secondly, decisions that are guided by market intelligence. We will not move forward without having the backing of information about the environment, demographics, and business practices so that we can move forward. We did do a business climate survey with different business members across the county through the chambers. And we had about 140 people participate in that, and about 300 people. It was a lengthy survey, and we had 300 people participate. We had 140 people give final survey results. But after all of that, we said this is what our mission is, to leverage the experience, intellect, and creativity of the Sussex County community to inform, develop, recommend, and communicate strategies for creating sustainable economic prosperity. We realize that, you know, we are here to support the county from the government level to the resident level. And to do that, to bring as many people together to make that happen, is a way that we can support you all. And we want to also thank you, because one of the first things that we did as a committee was to ask Dave and Hal to come back to you and ask for an economic development director. So thank you for making that happen and bringing Julie Wheatley on board. The Sussex County Administration Office folks have been fabulous, from Dave and Hal being so open to our ideas, to Rick Lutz and some of his very intriguing ideas about clean energy and how they might be very successful and prosperous for Sussex County in the future. From that, we have landed on, I would say, five goals, and each goal have a few objectives that I'd like to share with you. Goal number one is to create a system that supports and sustains existing businesses and aggressively pursues future opportunities. How we would do that would be to create a business data center for the county so that entrepreneurial types who wanted to expand their businesses would be able to go to a collective place, whether that's a website or a library, so existing owners could and businesses could expand, or by bringing new people in, we would have a source that we wouldn't have to reinvent the wheel. Also, we would work in committees to prepare scenario plans focused on changes needed to enhance existing industries in Sussex County, such as agriculture, tourism, aviation, clean energy, and health. We have a lot of folks. We have a list of about 30 more folks in the private sector are very excited about joining CDAC. We wanted to get clear on our mission and goals before we made it a larger committee and started with the subcommittees, but we see subcommittee work here to bring those scenarios forward. Our second goal is to foster entrepreneurial efforts in the county to increase the visibility and viability of these activities, to enhance the business services available to small business owners, and to tap the energies of all age groups. Two things I'd like to highlight here is that, you know, Sussex County is the backbone of small business, and we want to encourage small businesses to sustain themselves, to grow. We don't necessarily see the landscape of Sussex County changing to that degree, so anything that we can do to support the small business owner and to be the voice for them would be important to this. And also, as Sussex County changes in demography, let's get the intellectual capital from these residents that are here, that are in business, whether, you know, they are retirees that have time and talent to share with other folks, or whether they're young entrepreneurials types who have lots of ideas that they would like to share forward. So let's find a network for them. Goal number three, responsibly manage the county's natural resources and cultures that make it unique and appealing. I mean, Sussex County is known for tremendous natural resources, whether it's our great agriculture, whether it's the beautiful environment and the beaches that we have. We have great opportunities to create subvisions and plans for historic towns and beaches. And again, we have a lot of folks who are just biting at the chomp to make that happen. Continue to develop arts, culture, and entertainment. There's a big conversation, which I'm actually part of, and bringing arts to Sussex County. We're very excited about how to make this a hub for Delmarva. And engage stakeholders in efforts to improve the public education system, because as we want to grow businesses, the education system is very important to that. Goal number four, provide the necessary infrastructure for individuals to live, visit, invest, and work in Sussex County. This is an idea, but do we want to form a Sussex Infrastructure Council to see what the needs might be and to provide those recommendations? Develop a system that assists business in their site selection and business expansion efforts by providing access to available existing real estate infrastructure and market characteristics. We see folks on our committee being ambassadors for this county, for people who and businesses who are thinking about coming here. Let us help Julie and the rest of this county by sharing our success stories with others and giving them ideas about where the best site selections might be. And goal number five, to grow and nurture a well-trained workforce that supports high-paying job opportunities. To enhance the collaboration between business, education, and economic development communities. You know, we saw this, which was my inspiration last year when I saw the Pat's success story of how the county and the education and private business came together along with the state to make that happen. That's just the start of what can happen here in Sussex County. And to continue to develop school career partnerships from a very young age with our children up through the colleges, so that we can get and have children that grow up in Sussex County come back to Sussex County and stay here. So with that, I'd like to say that, sometimes I say to myself, be careful what you wish for. And I never realized that this would take on so much inertia, and I'm really pleased and honored that we have 30 people who are willing to make a stand and to be stakeholders for Sussex County and economic development. And I'm asking on behalf of the CDAC committee today for your endorsement. We know that we're not a committee of the county, but we have been asked to be a speaker at the 2008 Sussex County Today and Tomorrow Conference, and we would love the support of the county council as we move forward.
Thanks, Patty. John, I just want to, where's Julie?
Julie's in the
book. Look, come on up. You know, I see a picture. I see a vision here. I see all these economic opportunities. A council that's anxious to see our government and our economy work together in a productive fashion. And now we've made the commitment of bringing on a full-time staff person to help us with this connect the dots process. And I'm very excited about Julie's resource and knowledge that she brings to the job. I would just hope that as we go to the conference next Wednesday, that this county council can support and give a nod, if you will, to CDAC, because I think that the CDAC committee can be a tremendous resource for Julie, which ultimately the end result will be a stronger economy for the entire county. And that's sort of what we're looking for today is for your, if you have questions or if you want to add some direction to what we're trying to do, please let us know.
Acting Chair?
Well, no, do you have something prepared for us to?
What I gave you was simply our mission statement and the five goals.
So if we just took a vote to support your mission statement, it'd be
I would say of maybe perhaps Councilman Cole a vote to continue our work based on what we've shown you so far, and of course we'll report back to you regularly so that you'll kind of know where we're going. But the way I see this is that I see CDAC as being a helper for Julie, and I think the committee understands that, and they're very happy to play that role because this will make her so much more effective in her efforts as she meets and greets possible new businesses. And as Patty said, Rick Couts has this brainstorm in our planning office about the wind power and solar power and geothermal and all these new biodiesels and all these different new emerging businesses that could be ours if we play properly with our resources. So
The same Rich Hatch that's sitting back there had those?
Yep.
That man?
Yep, that man. Yep. Has great ideas.
Talking about the same guy.
Yep.
We want to put a moratorium on windmills.
Well, I'll make a motion that we support that.
I said, let's go ahead and go out.
Oh, I didn't know what you're doing.
You had your chance. Mr. Phillips, you got anything?
Is there a cost associated with this?
So far, it's just been Julie's salary.
Okay, that's cool.
Do you project the cost?
No.
Not at this time.
We don't project any cost.
No, it's a voluntary group, and Patty has taken this on and spent a lot of time, and I'd like to thank her for all her efforts. And I know Chris Weeks is in the back. Chris is a member of the committee, active member of the committee, and Heather Keegan is also in the back from Vito. And they really brought a lot of people that are interested in economic development in the county and a lot of similar interests together to try to, I think it would be a good resource.
Mr. Dukes, any questions?
I've read this thing through two or three times this weekend, and I realize this is just an action plan or mission statement, but I'm really not quite sure what you're going to do. If you look at this, here's foreclosures in Sussex County from January to September. And your number one goal is to create a system that supports sustaining existing businesses. A number of these are individuals, a number of them are businesses. In layman's language, what are you going to do to help these businesses that are being foreclosed on? I mean, you know, I read this trying to figure out what recommendation you're going to give. You know, what's the purpose of this?
Well, we don't have a recommendation as to nuts and bolts yet. It's taken this much time, really, to bring, I mean, this committee has sort of been born by itself, as I said earlier. They want to spend their time doing whatever can be done. Now, you know, we don't have a DuPont or a General Motors to invite in to solve the job deficit in this county. I'm sorry we don't have that. But our analyses have said that most of the new jobs in this county will come from small businesses. There probably isn't a gigumbus employer like that for our area or any other. So I think what we need to do with Julie and through you is to help set a platform. Government and these kind of volunteer committees don't create jobs. They simply, hopefully, set the stage for the actors to come on. So the way I see this is that perhaps we can do things that will help set a stage or set a platform for business growth. And as I mentioned, Blue Water Wind, I've been spending a lot of time with the folks at Blue Water Wind to try and make sure that we get our fair share of that pie. I mean, this is a revolutionary new energy that's going to be developed here in Delaware. And by law, by the agreement with Blue Water Wind, those jobs have to be in Delaware. I want them in Sussex County. Those are some of the kind of things we're trying to work
on. I totally agree with you, but you still haven't answered my question.
Sorry.
What are you doing for these people that are being foreclosed on?
Nothing.
Small businesses. I mean, I want to see what the nuts and bolts of this thing is instead of just a broad overview. I understand what you're trying to do. But when we get down to the nuts and bolts and say, this is what we're going to do for these people, this is what our recommendation is going to be.
I'd like to respond to that. Now that we have this mission and our goals laid out, one of the things that we talked about is creating this data center, creating networking opportunities. I'm not so sure, Mr. Dukes, that we'll be able to save those businesses that are being foreclosed on today. But if we can create a framework and structure for these small businesses to know what resources are out there to them, they don't have to spend their time, because most of these are using this in general terms, shopkeepers, they're working in their business. And so if we can help them outside of their businesses by providing the resources through Julie or through this business data services or networking opportunities, getting the Small Business Administration in here, we feel like in down economic times like we have now, this planning will set a stage, as Hal said, for a better future for these small businesses to thrive, not only survive.
I had something to add on the foreclosure issue. I think that's such a national issue.
Right.
In order for anyone to be able to require a bank to negotiate down an interest rate or give a period an interim period during which they will withhold action, there would have to be some action by Congress probably to create possibility for that.
There's more and more small businesses that are in bad financial position and going out of business, and it's the small business people that are losing out here in our county. It's a national problem, but we need to dwell on what's going to happen in Sussex County. What can we do?
Right. What this is hopefully will do is will prevent future foreclosures.
Yes.
Right? This not so much. It's hard to do anything, Dale, with what's going on right now. But
and find new opportunities, Councilman Cole. Right. As I was talking about the wind and possibly solar and, you know, other regions, even in Delaware, Wilmington became the capital of credit cards for years and years and years. And all the big credit card banks moved into Wilmington and the upstate area and created an economic boom in this state. And there was some legislation back in the 70s that set the stage for that.
Right.
So perhaps we may find some recommendations where this committee may come back to council and say, we think we can set a stage for this, but we need your help. We need some legislation, this, and this. So I see this CDAC committee and Julie possibly bringing those kind of development ideas to you and for you to have the opportunity to then set the stage with ordinance and regulations.
One last comment, and I do appreciate what you're trying to do, but you've been doing this for 10 months. A lot of these businesses will not last another 10 months.
I understand that.
We need something quickly, some kind of a resolve for them.
I have a response to that. Yesterday, I got two calls, and I knew what to do because of my association with CDAC. One gentleman called me because of his association with someone who was in CDAC. He'd been in business since 1998, and it was an HVAC business, and he didn't know what to do because he was at a point where he needed help. He didn't know who to go to. He asked someone in Salisbury. They gave him my name. I couldn't do anything as economic development director, and I couldn't do anything big picture-wise that CDAC's looking at as well. But I knew Bill Poff from CDAC, and within 2 hours had given him their number, and the gentleman called me back before I got back to the office and thanked me because he had encouragement and he knew he had another appointment and he could go and take that step because he was at wit's end. He said, you know, he didn't know who to go to, you know, how to go to the banks or what. Then I also got another call yesterday from a gentleman who wanted to take it was a cluster of businesses, and he wanted to take over because it was deteriorating. And again, he didn't know who to go to. He didn't need much, but he called the economic development office. Again, I went to Small Business Development Center, and they could help him as well. So it's this networking that helps the individuals who are starting out. I feel like if the second gentleman did not have a place to go get the funding or develop a business plan that he needed to take over, that the original people may have just closed up their doors. And so it is helping on the micro side as well as on the macro side, where they're developing long-range plans and are looking to the future in more broad sense, the five goals or more broad sense that help with the networking to the smaller sense that we can help people every day.
I think what you're saying is pays to know people.
Yeah, sure.
And certainly you're getting your feet on the ground by doing that. I'm glad to hear that's happening. Thank you.
I've been very impressed with Julie's contacts. First, I think the second day she was on the job, I said, come on, we're going to go to Salisbury for a meeting with the Delmarva Water Transportation Committee. I figured she won't know anybody. We went into this room full of folks from the Maryland-Salisbury area. She knew at least half of them. I knew two. She knew half of them right off the bat, so we did the right thing here. This lady has contacts.
Take her to Newark.
Yeah, I can do Newark for you.
Yeah, do Newark next time.
Mr. Rogers, any comment?
No, Mr. Phillips asked my question about the finances. That's okay.
I agree. You know, of course, Julie, I've talked to her several times, and she knows my opinion about what we're supposed to be doing, and I think we're moving that way. I have to agree, Mr. Dukes, that, you know, but it is a trend right now, but anybody we can help out. And most people know financially we're not that machine, but if we can keep them pointed in the right direction, we can certainly be a plus.
We're simply just looking to inform you as to what the committee is doing, let you know how the county is connected with some staff involved, and also share with you our ideas that we think CDAC can be a resource to Julie, which mm-hmm. she definitely has an assignment from you.
Do you have any kind of a motion?
We're just looking for your support.
Okay.
I'll make a motion. We endorse your efforts.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there a second, John?
Second.
It's moved and seconded that we endorse the committee's action, a recommendation. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Appreciate it.
Good luck.
And I just wanted to say that I'm very impressed with the group of gentlemen and women that are serving you all, and they're doing a fine job. So,
thank
Dave,
you.
Hal, Rick, and Julie, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Excellent. Thank you. Morning, Bill.